Was the Trump assassination not only a false flag in our ministry's point of view? We covered that in Final Days Report episode 354, 355, 356, 354. I was taken out of my website and also my computer. So I think we were over the target with this narrative. Our ministry's point of view is this was just divide and conquer to set us up for a civil war and chaos. Remember, Bill Gates, we covered this in 2022, said he thinks there'll be a civil war because of a stalemate of the election process. They won't know who the winner is. That could be a possible outcome. But I thought this was interesting. And again, I'm going to play a video of these Christian men saying, did we just see a ritual? Because everything is inverted. Remember, MAGA is a name for a high-powered Satanist. And I'm a former marketer. There's no way you would come out with a brand if it meant something else. Signs and symbols and esoteric knowledge rule this world by Lucifer's empire. We have covered in one of those previous podcasts, and again, go to sjwellfire.com and search 354, 355, 356, and some of the things that we've covered. But we have talked about how all these Christian men came out and talked about Leviticus 8:23, that went on to say how to anoint a high priest. So basically, Moses took blood and he put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. So why did Trump, during this assassination, said, get my shoes, get my shoes? These gentlemen in the video I'm going to play talk about, did he get blood put on his right foot? You got to ask the question, did we see a ritual performed? And I think these Christian men thought this was interesting. Betrayed with a kiss. Trump at the RNC conference kissing the person that potentially was sacrificed, the firefighter. And notice the word buffalo. He was a human sacrifice, but there's an animal sacrifice. And my understanding was they spelled his name wrong as well. I could be wrong on that. But get my shoes, get my shoes. There's a video where Trump was in an interview and he just flat out ignored, get my shoes, the question that was asked to him. So are we seeing a sacrifice? And more importantly, what is going to happen in the future with Noahide laws? If you follow this ministry, Noahide laws, the seven of them, if you worship an idol, it's death. And if you worship Jesus Christ, it's punishable by death when you actually dive deep into the sub-laws. I was listening to a famous YouTuber, and he's just like, the blood on Trump's face, look at that. If you're listening to a podcast service, you got to go to sjwellfire.com and search 359. It looks just like the NASA logo that is a serpent's tongue. They're telling us, friends, do not be deceived. And then Trump obviously brought in the As the Days of Noah devil juice. I played a video of Trump saying, we're going to launch this weapon. He almost said weapon, but then he basically said it's a poison poke. He didn't say poison poke. He said it's the, you can't even say, you got to speak cryptically, a V for good. No, they need to tell you who they are, my friends. Now, before I play the video, I don't agree with one thing one of the pastors talked about. He said, mirely clay is Israel. I searched the scripture. I couldn't find that reference. Clay, you're made of clay. And often clay, if you really look at the Bible and let, you know, hermeneutics, the Bible talk about the Bible is you, right? God forms clay. You become a new person. He's molding you, right? You were made of dust. He's renewing you. But Job 27:16, though he heap up silver as the dust and prepare remnant as the clay. Remember, I beseech thee that thou hast made me as the clay and wilt thou bring me into dust again. So clay is often talked about you. And if you follow our ministry's point of view, this is about defiling your DNA, hooking you up to the hive mind, the Microsoft's 06 patent, where you're going to be hooked up to this Internet of Things, this Internet of Bodies. And ultimately, it's optogenetics, which is mind controlism. We wrote a book about this. And really it fits Daniel 2, and where, which is the fourth beast system, the end of days system, and whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, I like to see graphene oxide mixed in you, you're of, made of clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Who's they? Mingle themselves with the seed of men, and this fits Genesis 3, Genesis 6, right? The seed war, when you read the book of Enoch, not scripture, but I think it's given to us for wisdom. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Now, one thing about the Word of God is there, it's a breathing document, it's living, and it's just deep, right? It's deep beyond belief. But personally, if you look back in our ministry's point of view, Final Days Report episode 257, one of my most watched videos, who is the whore versus the woman, this AIB system in Jerusalem's role. The whore typically means the harlot church, and the woman, which oversees the kings and the whore, basically is that great city. And when you define great city, it's Sodom and Egypt where they crucified Christ. So it's Jerusalem. And this AIB system, right? AI will measure you under the skin. This AIB system, I think, will be run out of Jerusalem or Israel. They're, I think, number three in terms of technology innovation around AI after United States and China. And we know famous rabbis, I've played them often, said Edom is Europe and the United States, the enemies of Israel. So they basically say Edom is Rome. Rome equals Europe and the United States and Christians, and they're the enemies of Israel. Now, these are radical rabbis. 99% of Jews have no clue about this. So we just need to pray, in my humble opinion, we need to pray that the scales on these people's eyes are lifted up and they come to Christ, because I've heard testimonies of rabbis that have come to Christ and have blown the whistle about this diabolical plan. I was listening to Israeli News Live, and they pulled up in their commentary, a CIA document of a speech from a rabbi from the 50s. I'm going to put a link to what they read, and you'll see that they're trying to basically bring on World War III and destroy the West. And this fits the Deagle Report. I mean, it's quite diabolical. It is a must read. It's a must read.
Israel. Some of you in the comments made a very good statement, made an observation, which is just common sense, of course. You said that a simple cut doesn't heal in a few weeks. A piercing leaves a significant mark. It doesn't simply go away as easily. But somehow, in this world, on TV, in WrestleMania,
I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother! Let Trumpomania rule again! Let Trumpomania make America great again!
A bullet wound can pretty much be invisible in a week or two. I guess it's simply magic.
What could have been world wars? We are very close right now to a world war. When you look at what's going on with Russia, Ukraine, we're spending billions of dollars. Now they want offensive weapons so we can go in and hit Moscow and this. Let me tell you, we're very close to a world war. The Middle East is ready to blow up. The Russia-Ukraine thing is much more serious than you even know.
Are you worried about the Hezbollah attacks in Israel? Obviously, children's body parts are being picked up. Yeah,
they're the Iran attacks. Look, I had Iran. They had no money. They were broke. Now they have $300 billion. They made it all in 3.5 years. I said to China, if you buy oil from Iran, you can't do business in the United States anymore. Plus, I'm going to put 100% tariffs on everything you do send us, okay? So remember this. They weren't buying anything. Nobody was. Iran was broke. And I want to say this to Iran, because they're listening and, you know, they've got their ways. They would have been happy. Everybody would have been happy in the end. Everybody would have been happy. Iran would have been happy. They just can't have a nuclear weapon. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. If they do, it's a whole new world order. If they do, it's a whole new world order. If they do, it's a whole new world order. And it's something that's going to be obliteration. I mean, and we have a man who's grossly incompetent negotiating. Now we have a woman. I think she's actually more incompetent than him. She really is. She's more incompetent. I believe that
this Donald Trump assassination attempt is an occult ritual. A ritual that was done for the Fifth Kingdom. And I'm going to be bringing out some other information throughout the video here. But you see, the Fifth Kingdom, which I've preached about in the Bible, prophesied in the book of Daniel that there would be five kingdoms, five world governments. And the last of these five kingdoms would be a mixture of iron and miry clay. The iron is a reference to the iron legions of Rome. And the miry clay, there's only one other reference to miry clay in the entire King James Bible, and it's a reference to Israel. Man is clay, but when man gets mingled and mixed up, which Israel has been doing for thousands of years, marrying other people that they weren't supposed to marry, and there's one other reference to miry clay, and it's to a reference to Israel. Israel is miry clay now in God's sight. And here's where it gets very important. When I first saw this assassination attempt, I saw all the problems with it. I thought about the improbability of being able to be hit in the right ear. And I thought, I don't know how you could get a bullet to go through there. And I started questioning it and whatever. And I said, maybe it was blading. You know, he got a little razor blade out, cut it or something. I don't believe that way anymore. I was waiting till the Band-Aid came off. The big thing there that he had on at the Republican National Convention, then a smaller one, and now it's just off. And there are different, you know, news reports and things. I'll put some stuff up here showing the proof of it, where they're saying there's no damage to his ear. Very curious. The official doctor for the White House came out and he said that it left a 2 centimeter in diameter hole. That would be noticeable. Okay. My wife, she has the holes in her ears from where she once had earrings. She doesn't wear earrings anymore, but you know what? The holes didn't go away. I've seen people that had the big holes, you know, they put the big, huge pieces of wood or whatever through their ears, and they take those out, they don't go away. The hole's still there. Give you another one to think about. Evander Holyfield, many years ago, he was boxing Mike Tyson, and Mike Tyson bit his ear, bit the top of his ear off. You can see the picture. Sorry, it's a little bit gross here, but his ear still looks like that now many years later. And, you know, they do little photo ops together, Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield, and they kind of laugh about it and joke about this thing that happened. Okay, what? The point is, when you get an ear injury, it doesn't just magically disappear. Well, then what was the whole assassination attempt thing about? I believe that it is a ritual that was done. And let me explain that ritual. I love my viewers. I have some really good viewers. Some of you are very deep students of the scriptures, and you come up with some things that I'd miss. And one of you talked about the fact that, I mean, there's a couple of you actually, but I saw the one comment, and one of you said about this thing of back in the book of, I think it's Leviticus, where it talks about how that the priest, when he would be the sons of Aaron, when they were sanctified for the work of the priesthood, that they had blood put on the tip of their ear. I'll show you a picture of it here. Now, just seeing this picture and seeing Trump there with the blood on his ear, on his right ear, that gave me chills seeing that. You say, oh, come on, it's just some kind of little weird thing that they did, if in fact it was staged or whatever else. Yeah, but here's the problem. Why would he have basically this weird occult ritual to have blood put on his right ear? Why? Because I believe he's getting ready to do some sacrificing. And you see, it actually started with the sacrifice of an innocent individual that died at the rally. That was actually shot. He was the target.
No, that three supporters were shot in that Pennsylvania crowd. Three adult men who were attending that rally. One of them did not survive. Corey Comprador, a 50-year-old firefighter, husband, and father of two daughters, remembered as a hero tonight. He had brought his family to the rally, and tonight his family says he died jumping onto his loved ones to protect them from the gunfire.
A day earlier, the 50-year-old husband and father was in the crowd with his family at former President Trump's rally as a hail of gunfire erupted. An attempted assassination against Trump. Corey killed in the chaos while shielding his family.
He was protecting his family from the bullets that were being fired. And he lost his life. God love him.
It was actually shot. He was the target. Maybe not in the sights or whatever else, but this firefighter guy or whatever that died. Maybe he wasn't intentionally shot, but the bullets that went out into the crowd killed him. An innocent man. And Trump, on the other hand, I don't believe for 1 minute that there was a bullet that hit him in the ear. Not for 1 minute. It would have left a scar, you know, and I mean, you could say whatever you want to say. Well, no, it's possible. And it was just a mistake. The bullet, you know, he went for his head and it went off to the side and Trump moved his head at the right time and it went through the... I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I don't believe it. I think it's nonsense. And, you know, you can do your little virtue signaling. Well, there was a guy died in the crowd. Yeah, that was the sacrifice. The first sacrifice, showing the sacrifice of a good man, an innocent man that had to die. For this new system that's being brought in. And the sons of Aaron would get the blood put on their right ear and then on their right thumb and then on their right toe. Now, I don't know, but what if Trump had a little bit of blood put on his right thumb and on his toe, and that's why his shoes were off?
How's your ear?
Good. Getting much better. We're getting down to the small bandages. But it was a nasty one, and it was a nasty period. That was exactly 1 week ago from today, exactly. And, you know, when you think about it, it's that's been a lot of territory covered. Who would have thought this was going to be happening? But it happened, and I got very lucky. Or God. I think it was God, actually.
I think we're all just so grateful the president was okay.
So the ear's better. You have the smaller bandage on. Yeah. Have you asked to see the wound?
I have not, no. I won't, though. I do find it hysterical, Jesse. You have these people who are like, why is the president wearing an ear bandage? He got shot in the ear. And these are the same people who were wearing masks, right, 5 years after COVID. So it's pretty ridiculous.
When you were down by the podium, we heard a lot of kerfuffle. You said something about shoes, shoes.
Yeah.
Move his hair. Hold, hold. When you're ready, on you.
Ready?
Move.
Go,
move.
Go.
Hawkeye's here.
Hawkeye's here. Move his hair.
Get ready.
You ready?
Let me get my shoes. You said something about shoes.
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, they wanted to put me on a stretcher. They had a stretcher, and they wanted to put me on a stretcher. And I said, I'm not going on a stretcher, because I just felt it was the ear. And there was a lot of blood coming. I don't know if you've heard this, but the ear causes, they say, the most in the body. You get hit in the ear. Better than just about any other place in one way, but in another way, it bleeds more. And there was a lot of blood. But I understood. They thought I was hit elsewhere. They thought I was hit, actually, in this area. And I wasn't. I said, I'm telling you, I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm going to get up. I want to get up. I'm not going to be taken out on a stretcher. We had a little argument. Well, I have six guys lying on top of me. I mean, I had some big guys on top of me.
Yeah.
They're strong guys, too. I can tell you that by the wrist. The wrist had a little work on it. And brave guys, because they ran onto that stage very quickly. I was down for the most part, because when I looked at my hand, I knew it was something very serious. I put my hand up. I looked at it. It had blood all over it. But I had a lot of big, strong humans on top of me, and they were very brave humans, because they were running into fire, and he kept going. He probably thought he hit, but it hit the ear. And when I saw that, I got down pretty quickly, I think. I also think people were starting to shout. It's one of the reasons I was able to go down so fast, because it almost is amazing that move of checking here and going almost immediately down. I think so. Probably people were shouting at the same time. Who knows? It was bedlam. And I was down, and I said, let's get going. Come on, let's go. And the shooting had stopped, so I assume they probably got him. And they did get him. I believe they got him with one shot. One shot from an unbelievable shot. Now, if he would have done it earlier, maybe doing it early is hard, because it's hard to shoot somebody when you're not 100% sure. But they got him. And had they not gotten him, it could have been a lot worse situation. But two great men were very badly hurt. I've gotten to know them, and one, Corey, was, as you know, killed. And you could have had a lot more than that if he didn't. But so they took him out. So now we're getting up. I said, I'm not lying on the stretch. I'm not going to do that. So I enforced my way up. And
please notice that Trump, as a true professional, a manipulator, he steers the conversation away and makes you forget about the initial question, which was about the shoes. Trump never answered what happened there. He just went on saying a bunch of other things. I mean, why was he so concerned about the shoes after allegedly just a few moments before getting shot? What if, when he was laying down on the ground, he put some blood or fake blood on his right toe? The right ear, the right thumb, and the right toe. The probability of this indeed being an occult ritual with Trump as the high priest, I would say, is very plausible.
And isn't it interesting that who was the first leader to come and visit Trump and to see, inspect the ear and everything else? And you can see him going like this before this leader. Oh, that would be Benjamin Netanyahu. Huh, another little New York City papal Yudin. Little boy there from New York City that went over and he's ruler of Israel now. Do you understand the Fifth Kingdom? Do you understand what's going on there? The merger of the Romans and the miry clay, iron and miry clay, part weak, part strong. What if Donald Trump has been ordained to be a priest that will cause massive ritual sacrifice coming up? That's what I believe is going to happen. And that's why I believe that they're trying to quickly just, oh, let's forget about it and whatever else. More distractions are coming. They're going to distract the American people so that you don't think about what they did. And all the stuff that doesn't line up and everything else. Oh, well, what about the shooter? What about the Secret Service? Why didn't they understand? Who is Thomas Crooks really? Why was it that there were lies about him? Why is he in a BlackRock commercial? Why is this? Why is that? All this other stuff. Focus on what matters with this. Trump said that he had blood all over his right hand when he went like this and he brought his hand down before he went down. You look at the video, which is being scrubbed from the internet, by the way. I saw a guy did a thing where he searched, asked artificial intelligence about the Trump assassination attempt. Oh, we're sorry. We don't understand. We don't have any information on that issue.
Tragically, the shooter claimed the life of one of our fellow Americans, Corey, comparator.
So now look, this is a very important part, so please pay attention because somehow I missed it the first time watching. But of course, as more information comes out, as a plausible theory that this assassination was an occult ritual, it just ties together perfectly. So an innocent man died in the shooting, right? And Trump kinda makes a farewell ceremony about this man. Trump says that he was a hero. The crowd starts chanting his name. And his full name is Corey Comparator, and we know that the letter C is free in the alphabet, so C plus C equals 33. And then Trump walks over to this firefighter outfit and gives it a kiss, a little symbology to Judas Iscariot betraying Jesus Christ, by giving him a kiss of death, you know? Yeah. But look what's written on the back of this firefighter outfit. It says, Buffalo. So, there's your animal sacrifice. Corey was the buffalo. Sacrificial animal, and Trump was the high priest in this whole thing. Just absolutely mind-blowing. An interesting fact, did you know that Trump's paternal grandmother was named Elizabeth Christ Trump? Her father's name was Philip Christ. Now, I don't know what to make of it, but I find it to be extremely creepy, to say the least.
But they're purposefully getting rid of this information. Very interesting. And another one of you, my good viewers out there, another one of you brought up this thing of the Abraham Accord or Alliance or whatever else. And I'm going to end this little walk and talk thing here. And we're going to go to the office. And I'm going to look up some stuff on it. I actually did a video on that. And I'm forgetting what all was done and what all was said and whatever. But Trump definitely has a tie into the Nation of Israel. And they're going to be doing some major stuff here with war and with whatever else, trying to expand Israel's power and Israel's territory. And they're going to use the American people to do it. And a lot of Americans are going to die. I will promise you that. And unfortunately, because Trump has helped to destroy the moral character of the people of America, we have presidents now that use profanity. They never used profanity in the past. That was too low for a president of the United States. And but they're going to use this man to bring this nation down. And the American people, their morality, I should say, is pretty much completely compromised and destroyed and ruined.
Couple things. Trump's ear is healed. Miraculously, it's healed. You basically have no blood on the hand. And Trump's saying, oh, there's all this blood on my hand. We've covered in 354, 355, and Foundation Report 356... just things that smell about this assassination attempt. And again, I thought this was more of a false flag for divide and conquer, but is there a bigger play here? Now, the last video I want to play is from a rabbi where he's just like, yeah, Trump has come in to be a leader to actually protect the Jews. And when I saw this, and when you really put this in context with this ritual sacrifice from these pastors' point of view, you need to think about Noahide laws. Trump signed Noahide laws that will behead you if you're a Christian and if you're a homosexual. And I think they make an interesting point about the sacrifice of the USA in war. This ultimately fits, I think it's Daniel 7 that I've covered often with the bear leopard, lion, and eagle. Eagle, United States, lion, UK, bear, Russia, and jaguar. Some think it's Europe. Some think it's the Middle East being sacrificed for this one world government. And again, I don't think God's done with the Jews. I think a remnant will be saved in the end of days when you read Matthew 23. Lord, Lord, next time they see Jesus, he'll be coming back. Now, will they be saved? I'm sure a remnant will be, as you read Zechariah in Israel and Jerusalem is surrounded by armies. There'll be a remnant that come to Christ.
Now, but just to understand something, so Trump therefore becomes president, which he had to. Who is Trump? Trump is a Gilgal, I mentioned last time, of Antoninus, Rome. Rome is Aesop, isn't it? You see, so he becomes an incarnation because his job is Rav Yahweh Tzoi, truly to assist Jews. And like I said, I realized this a long time ago.
Now, when you read the article that I put down below in terms of what Israeli News Live covered, you will be blown away. You'll absolutely be blown away with this agenda to destroy the West, this agenda for us to be slaves. Folks, and I go deeper. I was given a dream. Don't give up your DNA. Ultimately, they have technology for optogenetics, for mind controlism. 5G, 6G communicates at the cell level. They're trying to put us all in meta. So it's deeper. It's much deeper defiling the temple of God that is you. You're the temple of God if you're a Christian. Do not defile it with their pharmakia, with their sorcery. In Revelation, I think it's 17, I've quoted it often, it says, the rich men of this world basically fooled you by their sorcery. When you look up sorcery and etymology, it's pharmakia. Don't fall for any of it, my friends. And wars and rumors of wars, SEAL 4, some think SEAL 2. Folks, we're on the cusp. We're on the cusp of it. Even people that aren't even saved can see it. Have a blessed day, my friends. Make sure you subscribe for our e-newsletter alerts to catch the latest VCasts. God bless.